We live in a moment of monetary interregnum. The myth of neutral money beyond politics is dead. But in the words of the economic historian Adam Tooze, a fully political money that dares to speak its name has not yet been born. This book unpacks this complex political predicament of contemporary capitalist monetary regimes and sketches a number of possible responses to it. To understand both the possibilities of money power and the binds it imposes, I turn to the tools of political theory. Despite the centrality of money in and between our polities, we currently lack the language to articulate these fundamental questions of democratic monetary rule, let alone to answer them. Money's political dimension has become impossible to ignore, but our vocabulary for discussing the function and purpose of money is impoverished and inert. One of my motivations is thus to contribute to overcoming this linguistic impasse. Political theory and the history of political thought can help us to recover and craft a language capable of articulating the power of money and its pitfalls in democratic terms. Central bankers find themselves today inadvertently cast in the limelight as their discretionary ability to create money became impossible to hide or deny. But we struggle to discuss the underlying political choices in democratic terms. Pressed to explain whether the $85 billion bailout of the insurance giant AIG in March 2009 put taxpayers' money at risk, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke famously described the sublimity of conjuring money out of thin air. The Federal Reserve had simply credited AIG's account with 9 zeros. No congressional approval was needed, nor any difficult arguments about taxes. "We simply used the computer," Bernanke explained to the blank stare of the CBS journalist. But if the crises of the past decade alerted us to an unexpected degree of technocratic discretion in a system that was supposed to be without alternatives, they at the same time rapidly undermined any presumption that states could exercise monetary sovereignty free from all constraints. As central banks sought to govern the international credit system, most found themselves entangled in a vast and arcane global financial structure that was, at least in part, beyond their direct control. The political authorities that wield the power to make money found themselves hamstrung in their ability to govern the new money. It is not just the Federal Reserve that can create money out of thin air. The state has delegated this practice of magic, for the most part, to private banks. This reliance on private credit money shapes the state profoundly from within. And nonetheless, despite the fact that most money today is created as bank credit, despite the fact that it circulates around the world as capital, money remains ultimately tethered to the states that guarantee it.